Good Friday morning. It is not Friday morning for you by now, but it's Friday morning for me because it's August 26, 2011. And it's the Entertainers Podcast with me, Adam Paulus, because I'm the only one in this office right now. In the news, in the movies, last weekend's box office was pretty interesting. The Help got $20 million and got number one. Rise of the Planet of the Apes was number two, $16.1 million. Spy Kids All the Time in the World in 4D, $11.6 million. Conan the Barbarian had $10 million. Fright Night rounded out the top five with $8.1 million. New in the movies this week, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, Our Idiot Brother, Columbiana, and some other stuff in limited release. As news goes, the McGee Ouija board game movie has been dropped by Universal, which may be telling of the expectations for Battleship. The Gore Verbinski Clue movie was also dropped a while ago. While previously shown on the Revenge of the Sith DVD over 5 years ago, fans are just now being outraged or delighted over the confirmation that the Episode 1 Star Wars Yoda puppet will be replaced with a CG model, similar to the ones in Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. The Phantom Menace was the final outing for a puppet Yoda, but the newly created puppet didn't look quite like the original trilogy. It was a little different in model, and, you know, it is what it is. And, well, at least it matches the prequels now. A lot of other dirt on the Blu-rays got out this week, including a juicy rumor that the holiday special, or part of it, may be included as an Easter egg on the collection. Fascinating! Deleted scenes lists are getting out, which include pretty much everything I've ever heard have been shot or may have been shot, including some things I thought might only exist in a still form. Well, that's pretty exciting. Rob Corddry is in talks to play a zombie in the movie Warm Bodies. I guess he eats a brain and becomes aware, it's based on a novel, etc. MTV has released 1 second of footage from the Hunger Games teaser trailer. How is this news? NBC, Jerry Bruckheimer, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are working on a new TV drama project based on the world of 1980s professional wrestling, which is actually a pretty awesome idea. I can't wait to hear Tina Fey's take on it as the comedy version. Dan Aykroyd appeared on Dennis Miller's radio show to talk Ghostbusters 3. He's now saying that he wants it to happen in 2012, and it may or may not happen with Bill Murray. Nobody new has been cast yet, but they keep talking about it passing the torch to a new generation of Ghostbusters and extending the franchise. A new Tom Waits CD, Bad as Me, has been confirmed for release October 25th. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Earth! It's time for our clearance sale. It's a big August clearance with over 800 items up to 85% off. What's more, 200 items, last I checked, were in stock at just one left, meaning they're on sale, we've only got one, and this is your last chance to get them. So get while the getting's good, because we're not going to restock this stuff. Remember, go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today for all of your crazy clearance sale needs, and don't forget, we're also offering a free shipping offer. Spend $40 on in-stock Halo items, and we'll give you free Super Saver shipping in the USA. Check the site for details. Toy news! New Masters of the Universe vs. DC Universe 2 packs are now available at Entertainment Earth. Previously a Toys R Us exclusive, you can now order these from us, including Green Lantern vs. Zodak, She-Ra vs. Supergirl, Merman vs. Aquaman, and Stratos vs. Hawkman. They are in two different 2-packs, so check out our site today. Fans of the O'Neill Design Gwaios line, there will be a new drop tonight, August 26th at about 6 p.m. Pacific. This will include a new Outer Spaceman figure, new Glion figures, and a new version of the Rig with wings. And if that means nothing to you, Tonner has a new Marvel Miss Marvel doll due around October for $150. Soda has a new Comic-Con exclusive Darkstalker statue based on the Capcom game series. Formerly a Comic-Con exclusive, we now have it at Entertainment Earth. It includes Morrigan and Lilith. It's called The Embrace, and you can order it now. The Playmates Family Guy action figure line has started shipping. The figures are very similar to the low-articulation World of Springfield talking Simpsons action figures with the same kind of functionality where you have a transistor or resistor or whatever in the figure. You plug it into a playset, and now the playset talks. They're also a little more expensive than the Simpsons figures were over 10 years ago, but that's inflation for you. I've also had a lot of people asking me, will there be Muppet items for the new Muppet movie? Will there be new Muppet items for the old Muppet TV show? And I am going to let you know that when we have new Muppet items, I'm going to tell you all about them. And this week, we do have a new Muppet movie, and it's a lanyard. Maybe next time it'll be exciting. But for now, Muppet lanyard. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks for listening. I also wanted to throw out there that I got an advanced listen of the new Doug Benson CD, Potty Mouth, because he likes pot. It's very funny. It has a bonus DVD with all 6 episodes of the Benson Interruption. And if you like the previous Doug Benson albums, you're going to like this one just fine. It should be in stores next week. And as a comedy dork, I have to say that I wouldn't necessarily recommend you start a friend with this album, because you kind of have to know Doug Benson's jokes, because he does some really interesting twisting. Like, he does this thing where he takes 2 of his well-known jokes and does them at the same time, alternating line by line. Might be better if you actually knew the joke first. I mean, it seems that the audience does, and you should too. But that's really fun. And also, Patton Oswalt has a new one coming out, and I think I heard a rumor Maria Bamford's got one on the way. It's a good year for comedy and albums in general, which is good. Because as a crusty old man, I get worried that as I age, I'm not going to be able to get new comedy at the store, and I'm not going to be able to find a new album I want to download or buy or whatever. I don't know what they do these days. What do the kids do? Do they buy vinyl and rip it, or do they download? Either way, there's new music going around, and I'm too old to enjoy most of it. So, this is, on that happy note, Adam Paulus signing off. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. As always, if you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a message when you check out. Tell a friend. And you can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, where I am tweeting at you all the time. And if you have a question, you can ask me there. Or anywhere else you can find me. Good luck finding me. Anyway, see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast, and enjoy the rest of your ever-dwindling summer.